This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. This weekend marks the 30th anniversary of the National Organ Transplant Act that created our current organ donation system and banned the sale of organs. Today, there are more than 120,000 people waiting for a transplant, and that long list has led a bioethicist by the name of Zigrid Freyrevere to call for changes to the law. He's examined the system in Iran, where organ donors are compensated. Nova Safo has more.
When Zigrid Freyrevere wanted to donate a kidney to an ailing friend, she had a dilemma. She'd need to hire someone to work her farm in Virginia while she recovered from surgery.
And my recipient was wealthy enough to pay $8,000 for a farmhand, but it was against the law for him to do that.
Against the law, because that would have seemed like she was getting paid up front to donate her kidney. In the end, her friend died waiting on the transplant list. Freyrevere's idea is to decrease the number of people waiting for a kidney transplant by increasing the number of people willing to donate one.
And what I think we should do is do a better job of paying donors' expenses and paying them up front.
Freyrevere would give organ donors up to $14,000 for things such as taking time off work, childcare, and transportation.
We have patients that have trouble coming to clinic because they can't afford the gas.
That's Dr. Stephen Paston. He oversees the care of kidney and pancreas patients at the Emory Transplant Center in Atlanta.
And unfortunately, financial barriers, particularly for socioeconomically disadvantaged people, often play a large role in them not being able to become kidney donors.
But paying donors up front raises ethical questions for Troy Zimmerman. He's with the National Kidney Foundation.
But if it has any appearances of being an incentive to donate, then that is something the Kidney Foundation is very much opposed to.
Because, he says, that could lead some to take advantage of the poor. Freyrevere is undeterred, though. She says the current system has led to a perverse inequality, where transplant patients with financial means are better off.
Because the system does allow recipients to reimburse donors travel, lodging, and lost wages. But that assumes a rich recipient, right?
Freyrevere says she'll work to change the law when Congress reconvenes after the midterm elections. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.